Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before. "Surely," I said, "surely there is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more." "Open," here I flung the shutter. In there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door. Perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. Perched and sat and nothing more. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from some unseen censer, swung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. "Wretch," I cried, "thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee, respite, respite and nepenthe from thy memories of Lenore." Quaff, oh quaff this kind nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore. Quoth the raven, "Nevermore." "Prophet," said I, "thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore. Desolate, yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore." Is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore. Quoth the raven, "Nevermore." "Prophet," said I, "thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden, it shall clasp a sainted maiden, whom the angels name Lenore." Clasp a rare and radiant maiden, whom the angels name Lenore. Quoth the raven, "Nevermore." "Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend," I shrieked upstarting, "get thee back into the tempest and thy night's plutonium shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thou soul has spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit the bust above the door, take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form off from my door." Quoth the raven, "Nevermore." And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted. Nevermore.